Straws are a weird one, though, because there's so many terrible things we do, you know, as humans on this earth.
Yeah.
So many consequences to our actions.
Mm-hmm.
And just constant examples.
Yeah.
Of the problems created by us.
We shouldn't do anything.
Yo, it's crazy there's a turtle on that screen right now.
Is it?
That turtle just came on that TV right now as we talked about straws. Yeah, and you were explaining your booster juice straw to me.
He's mad at you.
Listen, the paper straw thing, we're not. I wasn't even going to go into this, but I know there's a better way. I feel there's a better way. I know there's two sides to the thing because Willie Doo's currently using the corn-based straw on his booster juice right now. They claim, okay, it's biodegradable. It's made out of corn. Then I saw a comment the last time we talked about it. Someone was like, nah, they just say that it's a specialty process to break that thing down. You got to apply heat and it's more energy and you suck and you're dying. I don't think it said that exactly, but like, man, there ain't nothing free out here, man. If you get something, it's going to cost you. Something had to pay for that.
It's a give and take all the time.
Everywhere you look, you it's know. No freebies. It's no bonus round. It's no, look at that. It worked out for everyone. Nah, it didn't work out for everyone.
That's impossible.
It's just, you know, you got to, I guess at some point you got to get comfortable with that idea that it's just the way it goes. I don't know. Or maybe you never get comfortable with that. Maybe you're not supposed to be comfortable with that. Maybe it's a constant struggle and battle to try to find the best version of it, whatever that happens to be, the least amount of damage.
Yeah, collateral. We can always keep trying.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Something to work on. Mm. Okay, fine. How about we take it that way? It's only up from here. That's the thing about losing or screwing up. Hitting rock bottom. Digging a big hole for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And climb out. You get to climb out. All you have to do is start climbing. And you're higher than where you just were moments previous.
Yeah. You just got to lift yourself.
I mean, you might not be all the way out.
But one step at a time.
There you go.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know what got into me right there. Because we got a long show. We got a lot to talk about. This is an action-packed. You almost brought out the word blockbuster.
Me?
Yeah. You were close.
It
was on the tip of your tongue.
I didn't say it.
The tip of your tongue. You might have sent me off sideways. Maybe I am sideways. I might be sideways.
No one's doubting that.
I saw they were putting in a Papa John's pizza over there. I never even ate Papa John's pizza.
They come with like a little pepper.
All right. Well, they're expanding into Canada. You know what else is expanding into Canada? Is IHOP. Did you read about that?
Yes.
What are you going to do? Are you going to have a pancake or no?
I like IHOP.
You're going to have a pancake.
I like pancakes.
You're
going to
have a pancake. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You do anything special with the pancake?
Chicken.
You put chicken on the pancake?
No, that's a waffle thing.
Yeah. I was like, where's this guy going here? No, do you do a blueberry? You can do chocolate chips. You can do maple syrup. You can do butter.
Like
some people
syrup.
Like butter, no butter.
With some butter.
You can melt the butter.
I like it, OG.
Well, over at IHOP, they give you a stack of pancakes.
Yeah. Well, there's a really good one. It's like caramel, crumble.
Oh, yeah. You get the whole dessert package going on.
Yeah,
you can go
you
classic.
Lose a couple teeth.
You can get carried away with it. Yeah. I mean, hey.
It's really good.
Just like our earlier thing, you can get carried away with anything.
Mm-hmm.
You get humans involved.
It's a give and take.
You get humans involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have the caramel, just don't have it every 5 minutes.
Yeah, or else you lose your teeth.
We need you here, Will.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all this news, action-packed. Blockbuster episode, you said it yourself. I like how you keep moving your mouse around on the screen in order to try to get this vehicle back in the correct lane.
Well, yeah, that's what a producer does, right?
Is that what you consider yourself?
I think so.
Okay.
Maybe a DJ? No. Not a DJ. I give too much respect for DJs. I'm not a DJ. Anyways.
I like letting that DJ moment just breathe a little because it was quite a thing.
Yeah.
Quite a thing to see. Willie, not a DJ do.
Sure.
Willie, I'll take that. Willie, no DJ do. He's not a DJ. Don't call him a DJ. Don't call me a DJ. Don't call this a comeback.
Comeback.
You never heard that before? Don't call it a comeback? Oh. I've been here for years.
Where's that from? That sounds familiar. I don't
know, it's from a rap song. Oh, okay. Don't call it a comeback. I don't know. Was it LL Cool J? Was it Mama Said Knock You Out? I don't know, man.
Oh.
I'm 700 years old.
Yeah. You feel it?
Apple secretly had a double agent in the iPhone leaker community. Apple secret agent. Imagine that's your job. You're like, listen. I'm investigating on behalf of Apple. Well, I guess you wouldn't be a secret agent if you announced it like that.
But no.
The leaking stuff is obviously out of control. So many leaks. People hit me up all the time. Probably this guy, probably the double agent, messaged me. Said, hey, man, I heard you like Apple stuff. Can you tell me what you know about leaks? And then I would be like, oh, it's this guy over here that's always hooking it up. And then they go invest. And then they go mm-hmm. become friends with that guy. And then. That guy leads them to the guy in a factory that leaks the schematics or whatever it happens yep. to be.
Yeah.
And they try to work their way backwards. They really care, it seems, about secrecy, even though it seems nothing is secret anymore. So how much do you keep caring? We see everything now before it comes out. Where's the surprises?
Mm-hmm. So there must be many double agents.
Well, I don't think these double agents are doing a good job.
Yeah.
If every time is the whole thing is leaking out, where's my double agent at?
There might be a double agent at Unbox Therapy.
That's you.
That's me. That's Otis.
Don't call him a DJ, guys. He's a double agent, not a DJ.
But not a DJ.
For more than a year, a member of the iPhone leaks and jailbreaking community was actually serving as a double agent for Apple by secretly providing the company with information about other leakers, according to Motherboard. I like how they show those models, mock-up models. I bought those off some guy as well. You know, but then he told me after, please don't say you bought these off me. So I don't know who's getting caught. What's the issue?
Yeah.
Who's getting in trouble? Somebody's getting in trouble. The report claims that Andre Shemeko, who was known as YRH04E. How about that for a double agent name? Hi, sir. Can I help you? What name do I put on the reservation? YRH04E, double agent. Advertise internal Apple information and stolen devices for sale on platforms like Twitter and Discord. However, unbeknownst to other members of the community, the report adds that he was secretly providing Apple's global security team with information that could help the company crack down on leaks and the individuals responsible for them. Yeah. Well, this is pretty much what I imagined. So he was ratting people out. Mm. I don't know. It would seem to me that their goal would be to work backwards, because what good is it once a person already has a mock-up that's been manufactured to spec because of information that had escaped their building, their supply, their engineering, their manufacturing, etc. It would seem you would try to build an information. Compile information that would lead you backwards
mm-hmm.
rather than forwards. I mean, once a person has the thing in their hands, what good is that? What do they exactly, even know? Yeah. Like, how many people has it moved through at that point by the time I have one of those?
Uh-huh.
It's too many. You know, you got to follow the...
You got to slow it down.
You got to follow your nose.
The trail?
You got to follow your nose. Like, when you're in the subway... And you really got to get to your destination, but you can smell the Cinnabon.
Yeah.
And it just
it's
goes
all over from there.
And it just goes like, it's like travels so far, that smell.
Yeah.
And so strong.
And it's like a physical cartoon line where it's just.
And then somehow there's like a lineup of commuters buying Cinnabons and they're just looking, they look so guilty in the lineup with their heads down.
Yeah.
And
shame
and,
on me.
And you know so well that they smell what you smell.
Yeah.
You look at them and you realize they smelled it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're smelling it.
Yeah. It is quite delicious. You can't deny it.
You talking about cinnamon buns?
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Cinnabons.
Hey, man, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. What about beaver tails? You ever had those?
Those are great, too.
Which one do you take? Is it a beaver tail or a cinnabon?
Ooh.
They're a little different. They're a little different, that's but so yet tough. They're kind of the same.
Yeah.
Because there's cinnamon involved.
If they're both fresh, I would say beaver tail. Yeah. They're great.
Especially on a
winter day.
I don't know if people know what beaver tails actually are. It's another... Snack. No, you had it. You had it there.
Oh, did I?
Oh, yeah. You got pictures and everything.
Oh, well, here we go.
This is another one you can top it all kinds of crazy ways.
Mm-hmm.
You put whatever you want on it. But I always end up going with the classic. Actually, not the classic. I do the classic with the lemon. And this is not what you would think you would want.
The lemon?
Cinnamon and lemon together is delicious. So it's not a lot of lemon. I think they just... It's like a little bit of lemon... They like just barely drizzle it. Okay. They barely squeeze it.
It cuts the sugar.
I don't know, man. I don't know what it does. It's like a little lemonade thing happening on there. I don't know what it does.
I like this.
Well, that
the craziness.
Well, that's a crazy one. But for me, it's so messy now. I'm eating.
No,
that.
I hear you. Yeah.
So messy. I'm eating that. But they do give you a wrapper. You can figure it out. But
it's just deep fried dough for people who's just listening.
Yeah, for people who aren't Canadian. Because this is a Canadian one.
And they sprinkle cinnamon sugar on top of
it. And they always have it at the tourist destinations. Like if you go to the amusement parks or ski hills or anything like that. And in the winter is when it's a popular time to get it.
Yes.
With a hot drink as well.
Yeah.
What are we doing, Will?
Let's rein it back in.
Why'd you do this to me? Why'd you get me on beaver tails? Anyway, Double Agent. Yeah. Shout out Double Agent. I think, how about the ringtone? New ringtone because I'm on a Z Fold 3. Double Agent Shimeko, come on the show. Open invite. We want to hear you out. We want to hear it all works. What does he say? He says he's been serving as an informant for Apple for a long time. Scroll to the very bottom. He kept in touch with employees and later learned he had been fired by Apple. I just wanted to be heard for once. And the story I tell to be truthful. Okay, come on the show. Let's talk it out. I want to know more about how all this works. And since you're talking now... reach out to Willie Do. Reach out to will@loulater.com and come on the show. I mean, this is not going to work, but if it did, it would be crazy.
Yeah.
We have the double agent on the show. And his voice is, he had the deep or the garbled up, and then he has the face, but it's pixelated.
Yeah, we can totally make you anonymous.
I mean, he put his name out. I don't think he needs
to. If that's his real name.
I don't think he needs to be anonymous, but that'd be cool to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, today's sponsor is ExpressVPN. I don't know if you know this, Will, but every time you connect to an unencrypted network, maybe you're at a cafe or a hotel or an airport, you're susceptible to hackers in those circumstances.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, stop being so irresponsible with your precious data.
Okay.
Instead, what you want to do is connect through ExpressVPN. It acts as online insurance, creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. Hackers can't steal your personal data. And, of course, I always talk about the fact that it unlocks whatever content you want in any region because you can pick from such a wide variety of spots to connect to different places in the world, wherever you need to be at any given time. It works on all your different devices, Windows, Mac, Linux, iOS, Android, or you can install it right on your router. It also works inside of your browser. I use ExpressVPN. You probably should be as well. Head over to expressvpn.com/loulater. That's expressvpn.com/loulater, and you'll get an extra 3 months free. So it's expressvpn.com/loulater, or click the link in the description. It's that URL so you get your 3 extra months free. Thank you to ExpressVPN. Apple Card, to lose its magnetic stripe as MasterCard, opts for Apple Pay and contactless future. Yeah, so this was one of those holdover things where they had this old technology, the magnetic stripe on there, in case you encountered a machine that required an actual swipe. But those things are becoming less and less frequent and necessary. And this brings to light, since I did just switch to the Z Fold 3 and I was getting back onto the Samsung Pay, which it used to be one of my favorites because they had the MST technology in there. Mm-hmm. So it could actually work with, even though it was tap, it could work with the old fashioned terminals that didn't have NFC, and it would emulate a magnetic strip actually being there. Anyway, they got rid of it on recent devices because so many, all at least here around us, every single terminal is upgraded now. You could tap whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And so it's becoming less and less important to have this, to have a physical card, period, for most things, but also especially to have a swipe. When's the last time you swiped a card?
Oh, it's been years.
It's a long time.
It's been years, yeah.
It's a long time.
So, you know, good for them.
So anyway, they're getting rid of it on the next version. It's a tap-only Apple Pay. Today's chip cards are powered. Oh, and a chip as well, of course. You can still insert the chip. Yep. If it's necessary, you have a big purchase that is over the limit for tap or whatever it is. According to MasterCard, newly issued credit and debit cards will not be required to have a stripe starting in 2024 in Europe and 2027 in the U.S. So we're still a little ways off before it's all cards, but they are shifting away, including for the Apple Card. Leaked Apple Watch Series 7 3D renders confirm new look in first major redesign. You know what? This was the story I was talking about the other day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they flattened the sides on the Apple Watch so it matches the phone better.
Yeah.
This is a no-brainer here.
You like this design?
Well, the problem is the thing has looked the same forever. I don't know, practically speaking, I would have to try it on because I'm one of these guys, you see I have nothing on right now. I'm one of these guys, I really think about the ergonomics of it. Like, is it digging into me? How does it feel?
Yeah. And you don't like the round shape? Because you've been using Apple Watch.
I use the Apple Watch. And actually, I've had different Apple Watches over the years. Mm-hmm. I had some of the fancier ones that are heavier with the stainless steel.
Okay.
And then most recently, I was using the aluminum one, the lighter one. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's fine. Apple Watch is fine as far as wearables go. It's the market leader, really, as far as wearables go. It's hard to figure out. Maybe Samsung will send over this
Watch 4
because I would like to do an immediate comparison. But I started looking at the new Casio one as well, which I don't know. Did you ever talk to them? Why did they not send that to us?
I don't think I've ever talked to them.
I feel like they were trying to get in touch with us about the G-Shock Move Pro, which is their first Android Wear device.
Oh, okay.
Because I used to be big into like rugged watches. I just slam them off the wall and be like, I don't care.
Oh, that's you right there.
I used to wear them all the time.
Yeah.
And I kind of missed it. And so I was actually on this page. This gets power from, it's solar. It charges from the sun, man.
Really?
And because it's huge, it has a big battery. I mean, you can, if you need to charge quickly, you got to plug it in. Yep. But if you leave it near a window, and depending how much of the Android Wear aspect you're using, it has like a low power mode too. Because here's how I use a smartwatch, Will. I don't need it being smart all the time. Sometimes I do want it, certain aspects, to be smart about it. But a lot of the time, I just want the time to be on there and to have access to a heart rate monitor in the event I want to use it.
Yeah, man, there's so many sensors now.
So many
smartwatches. I think the latest rumor for the Apple Watch is going to have a hydration sensor. So many different types
of blood sugar. If they can find a way to do blood sugar, it's a lot. I'm not taking anything away from it. It's all very cool.
It is cool. Yeah.
The health stuff is all very cool. But
again, give and take. Charging it every
day. Huge give and take. Yeah. Charging it every day and sometimes not even making it through the day with the always on display, depending how you use it. Mm-hmm. But this one has its own advantages and for sure its disadvantages, and it's got a free water bottle that comes with it for $900 as well. Yeah. This is a lot of money. You don't have to get this one. They have one that skips the Android Wear, still is solar, still has a heart rate monitor, but is sort of semi-smartwatch, which is less money than this, but this was their latest. I could have thought they sent us an email. Either way, whatever. Send it if you hear this, or maybe I just buy it and check it out. I don't know. But I'm curious. It's big though. You got to have fat wrists. You got to have chunky wrists to wear this thing. Because all the images I'm seeing, it's like, it's a big watch, that Move Pro. But I think the Apple Watch is ready for a redesign. I don't know if this is the right one, but right now it's a little curvy and the phones have that flat thing going on. So this would make sense to me. Mm-hmm. And it's slender. It looks like it got slimmer as well. So as a fitness tracker, I know it's important to people. Do they say anything else about it? Oh, here we go. Latest set of leaked CAD renders. Upcoming Apple Watch series. High quality, all flat design, larger speaker grills. Classic digital crown. Apple popularized. Okay, well, I mean, it's not, I don't know what else they can really tell us here as far as updates are concerned. But yeah, if it can get really slim, I think the fitness types appreciate such a thing. Mm-hmm. Apple Research outlines ways iPhone digital IDs may be checked in the future. Oh, I feel like you read this and you're going to give us a sick breakdown right now because that's kind of an ambiguous headline.
No, I just like this little diagram here that shows what happens if you get pulled over. And instead of just having your wallet and having your driver's license and insurance, it would all be on your phone.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Which is tied to your ID. And in this kind of use case, it's quite seamless in terms of getting pulled over. Basically, the cop would have a device that would just scan your phone, and then it would have all your information there, and he can or they can just issue you a ticket, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's a funny scenario because no one enjoys that scenario whatsoever.
But it could be applied to, you know, checking out at the airport or something.
Just a smart ID, basically. Mm-hmm. A smarter ID.
You don't
have
to carry a wallet.
This is one of those things that is great, and of course you want it, but then at the same time, it's terrifying because it's how much information is now being shared around one profile. Mm-hmm. It's not distributed in any way. Mm-hmm. It's all so centralized. It's like Apple already has most of your life, and then they have that much. Or, I mean, Google could be doing the same thing, working on this. Take your pick.
Right.
Whichever company it is, they're now reaching into your, like they could share this information. I'm not saying they would, but with the insurance companies, and then, I mean, it's so many.
Your licenses.
Weirdly connected things that seems logical. Like, it just seems like a matter of time before all this happens, and it's all tied to this one digital ID. But this definitely needs to be approached with caution.
For sure. Yeah.
Google's Pixel 6 won't have a charger in the box. Yeah. I guess this is confirmed now. I didn't expect it because it was premium. Everyone was talking premium with this thing, price-wise, spec-wise, etc. So the only curveball we got was that when we heard about the Pixel 5a, the latest one, that they didn't send us. They're sending it to us now.
They will, yeah.
The Pixel 5a. By the way, cases for this thing, man, I got to get the later case going ASAP. Whatever. I'll talk about it later. But this Fold phone is the slipperiest phone of all time.
Yeah.
The pocket.
You complained every day.
And since I should have one of the earliest manufactured later cases for it just to put on the back panel because it's already a big phone. I don't want to make it too much fatter, which will just provide a little bit more texture so that the Gorilla Glass Victus on the back of it won't immediately jump out of my pocket at any given moment.
It jumps.
It will. This is the slipperiest. It makes the glass on the front feel sticky. That's how slippery the Victus is on the back of the Z Fold 3. So hopefully, maybe today or no, not today.
I guess not today.
Probably tomorrow. Probably tomorrow I'll show off one of the early ones. You can pre-order it right now. But I'm telling you, if you buy that phone, especially that phone, it's so expensive, you need to put something on it that supplies a little friction in the pocket, just something, depending what type of pocket you like to use. Anyway, the Pixel 5a curveball, because I guess it wasn't a curveball, but we found out that it's going to have the power brick in the package still, mm-hmm. 5A, and it's still going to have the headphone jack hanging on to these things. And I think it was going to be a decent power brick. Was it 18 watts? What'd they say? I think I'll give you some. Oh, maybe it wasn't 18. It was in there. It was in this article here somewhere.
Something with battery.
It was 20. Maybe it was 20 watts. Maybe it was 25. Anyway, someone's yelling or screaming right now. Maybe this article doesn't say. But either way, point being is they're going to give you a power brick with the 5A. The cheaper phones. It remains seems to be the trend here. If you get a budget phone, you get more in the box. If you get a premium phone, you get less in the box. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not surprised that it seems to be confirmed now that the Pixel 6 will not include a battery or a charger in a box. However, I wonder how fast charging it'll be. Does it say anything? The Pixel 6?
No, not here.
They didn't share that information. I'm sure it'll have fast charging. While Google didn't touch on this directly, companies have historically justified removing the charger. Yeah, the eco reasons. Like its peers, Google claims there's no need. Most people have USB-C chargers, the company says. Well, listen, once Apple does it, everybody does it, and all of a sudden it becomes acceptable. So,
and it has wireless charging.
It's going to have wireless. It should have fast charging. I'm curious how fast and what brick I'm going to get. And I bet you better bet your bottom dollar that Google will sell you the correct charger. Mm-hmm. It'll sell it to you. Samsung Pay will soon be able to hold your COVID-19 vaccination card. Okay. This is another one that people are super sensitive about, yeah, obviously. And I was listening. This is weird. Nah. Since my Bluetooth wasn't hooked up, the radio was playing in my car. This has happened a few times. And it was on a sports AM radio. By the way, my Taycan does not have AM radio.
What?
They don't mess with it. It's like, no one listens to this anymore. It has FM. It has like some kind of high quality FM and then no AM at all. Wow. I realized this the other day. Not that it matters because you can stream everything on your phone, including AM radio. But
weird.
But anyway, I was in the other car and the AM radio was on a sports channel. And I heard this report that when the Leafs and Raptors come back to the stadium, Scotiabank, I was going to call it Air Canada Center. Anyway, that they're going to require a vaccination card. They're going to require a vaccination passport. And they just said it officially, like, look, stay out of here unless you got it. There's going to be a lot of people that are not super happy about that. There's going to be a lot of people who are super happy about that. I mean, mm-hmm. that's just the way this thing is going. But it got me thinking about, what am I carrying? What am I providing you with?
What the?
Like, I don't know. Do I have it in my email somewhere? Where do I have this?
Probably in your email.
There's so that's annoying. I'm looking this up every time. That's annoying.
Yeah.
So there is a need for this type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And there's an actual practical application for it if you're comfortable with it. Uh-huh. I suppose it's the same thing as Apple's scenario where you get pulled over and all. If you're comfortable sharing medical information with the stadium, then this is going to make things easier. You're going to have a vaccine pass inside a Samsung Pay.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started using a Samsung device.
Would you use it if you had free tickets?
I guess so. I guess so. I don't think I'm going to the game anytime soon.
Okay.
Well, first of all, neither of them are playing right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Blue Jays are requiring it, although that stadium is open.
It's open, yeah.
I mean, they can't close it, but it is open as stadium. So I can't answer that for the time being. Users will need to make an account with Common Health and verify their records before getting a digital version of their COVID-19 vaccination card. So somehow this company, Common Health, was capable of integrating almost like a credit card would into Samsung Pay. And then there's a QR. You get it scanned. I see it. I see how it works.
Yeah.
Technology, man, you are your phone eventually. All your records, everything, your DNA sequence, your eyeball scan, fingerprint.
They have everything.
History of everything you've ever done.
You ever heard of 23andMe?
Well, yeah, I did that. It's very interesting.
They have everything.
Bezos takes space battle against Musk to court. Musk slams Bezos' technology. The first thing you'd want to do is cancel it. Ooh, war of words. Billionaire battle.
I think the first, space battle, space war.
A boxing match in space. pay-per-view exclusively on Triller.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the first beef that they had was when NASA decided to choose SpaceX to create their lunar lander. So they got approval and they got exclusivity for that. And obviously Blue Origin was pretty pissed about it. And then they made an infographic saying that SpaceX is, they're not built right. And it can cause a lot of damage if they were to land. So this beef was just like back and forth. But this is the infographic here. And with Elon kind of being cheeky with it, saying the sad thing is that even if Santa Claus suddenly made their hardware real for free, the first thing you'd want to do is cancel it.
Shots fired.
Yeah. I just think that, they should have a real space battle. That's really much it.
How does that work? How do they have a space battle? What does it
like you entail? Said, a boxing. It has to be one-on-one.
It is a literal boxing match in space.
Mm-hmm. And streamed.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
What kind of numbers do you think that would do? Just everybody? Just everyone in the world is watching?
Yeah.
Let's check the ratings. It's everyone. We did it, humanity. We found the content that everyone really wants. It's everyone is in there.
Make it free and
Then everybody gets it.
Uh-huh.
Well, they wouldn't make it free. I mean, they could pay-per-view in there.
Sponsored by Richard Branson.
Make a few behind the... No, I don't know. Is he in the announcer? Or no, he's on the undercard.
Who is he?
Facing? I don't know who he's mad at. He was raising Bezos too. He's got to be mad at somebody. He's pals with Elon.
Oh, okay. So
he's pals with Elon because they got that photo together.
Yeah, Bezos needs a boy to help him out.
Who does he get? He gets Gates? I think we already talked about this.
Sure, yeah.
No, he's too old now. Who's a young CEO that could... Young enough, young-ish. I don't even know who's the youngest out of these guys. Probably Bezos. No.
Probably.
Probably Elon.
You think Elon?
Is younger than Bezos? I think so. Yeah, I think so. 50 versus... Yeah, he's got to be younger than Bezos. 57. Yeah, all right.
Oh.
Yeah, he's younger than Bezos. Come on, man. Okay. Gates is 65. We need someone in the same range there. Oh, maybe Bezos' wife can fight McKenzie? Gates' wife because they both got divorced recently.
Oh, okay.
McKenzie versus Melinda.
Melinda, yeah.
That's the undercard.
Okay.
Now we're paying money for that.
Yeah, I'll definitely pay for that.
Okay, it's not happening. Among Us devs aren't feeling Fortnite's new imposters mode updated.
Did you see the story?
Among Us may not be wholly original, but everyone sees what Fortnite... So Fortnite has Among Us in it now?
They just copied the Among Us...
Style.
Premise game and style. Map. It's exactly the same.
Oh.
They do the same tasks, and it's only in Fortnite's style, which means like it's third person.
Wait a second here. So and they have the blessing of the Among Us people, or they don't?
No. So the co-founder of Among Us had to just kind of let it all out and say, "Hey, man, like this is not cool." He tweeted about it. It wasn't really a rant. He wasn't, pointing fingers, but he was just...
Okay, I have to read this word for word right here. Yeah. We didn't patent the Among Us mechanics. I don't think that leads to a healthy game industry. Is it really that hard, though, to put 10% more effort into putting your own spin on it? Fair point. True, yeah. It's a fair point that he makes.
Talking about the maps.
So it's just too a little
similar
bit
similar. It is
a little bit too close, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so hard, man, when it comes to the mechanics of a game. Popular. I mean, there was this exact similar discussion around Battle Royale style after PUBG,
mm-hmm.
And then before that, I'm trying to remember what started it all. I was listening to this podcast, and it was a game mode.
Yeah.
Inside of Armada. Is that a game?
It's called AA. Is it America's Armada?
Listen, man, I don't. Because it was Blue Hole. And
Blue Hole?
Isn't that the name of the developer? PUBG considered... No. You're getting carried away here. The game is Armada. Just type Armada. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Maybe I'm wrong. Damn, we suck so bad at this. Do Armada Battle Royale. We are dying. We are dead. Armada Battle is a free-to-play browser-based naval action game.
No, that's not it. I'm pretty sure it's this one here.
Really? This is so much easier to do. All we have to do is put PUBG, go to the Wikipedia, and it's going to be there.
Yeah, I think it was derived from this. I could be completely wrong here.
Type Blue Hole right now. We're too deep that we need to get some actual information here. There you go. Whoa, that's crazy. Blue Hole game developer. Yeah. Yes, that's them in South Korea. This is them. Check it out.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. Krafton, formerly known as Blue Hole, South Korean company, develops and distributes video games. There you go. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds and PUBG New State subsidiary company. Yeah. So there was I listened to the guy on a podcast. I can't remember when, but.
So PUBG, was there anything before that?
Yeah, it was a guy made a mode in a game, not like a hack. I don't know how these people do, but they create.
It's a mod.
A mod. That's right. Sorry.
Like it's this game.
But I don't know what reason you have to believe that. Just put PUBG inventor. PUBG inventor.
Okay.
Inventor, is that the right word? There you go, Brendan Green. Okay. The developer and publisher, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, the person who's responsible for the creation of the game, 37-year-old Brendan Green. Yep. Now, if you click on that, it will probably tell you whatever he was modding previously in order to create the Battle Royale. Fell in love with DayZ, which was a mod.
Arma 2.
I said Armada. DayZ, which was a mod of open world military simulator, Arma 2.
Right.
Anyway, there you go. I mean, I never played this game, but cool. A little history lesson that we just stumbled and smacked our heads, but we did get somewhere.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Arma 2 was what started it, or a mod of Arma 2, and then that led to PUBG, and then PUBG turned into, Fortnite and everything else. Fortnite wasn't even originally a Battle Royale game. We've gone full circle here about formats. But I do agree, if you can change a few things up to make it your own, it's going to be a healthier thing instead of it being one-to-one or exactly one-to-one. But I haven't played this, so I can't really comment.
Okay.
Awesomely weird Alibaba electric vehicle of the week. A ridiculous $2,100 electric car.
Look at this.
That's pretty cool. I saw one of these. I literally saw one of these.
Here?
Yep, at a gas station.
Oh.
Which is funny. It parks at the side of a gas station. It's a Esso Tim Hortons combo gas station. You may have been there before. Green Lane and Leslie.
Okay, yeah.
This is always parked on the side there.
Oh.
And cool. I don't know that anyone ever drives it, but it's a little tiny electric vehicle. And I mean, it almost... Yeah, it's super bare bones. It's tiny. It's narrow. It's
one person.
One person, absolutely. And I think, did it say it's 25 miles an hour? I don't even know how they get it out of there. I don't know what, I think it just sits there to look cool. I don't know who's driving it is what I want to know. But it's a 72-volt battery and 2.7 kilowatts of capacity. So according to the manufacturer, the battery is sufficient for 52 to 66 kilometers or 32 to 41 miles of range. Mm. So not a ton of range on there, but for a short commute.
Yeah.
So if I order this off Alibaba for $2,100, does it come assembled or do I have to build it like the Jeep that we talked about the other day?
Well, I'm not sure, but I feel like it would be pre-assembled.
In a box? Just like this? Heavy, man. A crate?
Yeah, that's it comes in a crate.
Freight and... Okay. Oh, we got a video. Music. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't... It looks a little terrifying. You do not want to take that on the highway by any means. I mean, it's probably legal to take it on the highway. It doesn't have a license plate.
Is that it? Is that the
video? Well, they're showing you can go up an incline. You see. It's got enough power to make it up the incline. It's not much bigger than the dude who's in it.
And these wheels are custom. They're very thin.
Why are they calling it a Ferrari with a PH? Oh. What does that mean? Is that funny?
Maybe.
I'm an idiot. I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, last one.
Last one, computer scientist explains machine learning in five. Oh, yeah, I like this series. Yeah. This is a good series. We've talked about this series in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
A really popular one was the
quantum computing.
Quantum computing, yeah.
I think they did a crypto one. Anyway, Wired, did they attempt to explain something? Oh, there you go. Season 1, episode 14. 14 different episodes of explaining something at 5 different levels of difficulty. So the video will start out. It's 26 minutes. Video will start out with the simplest explanation intended for what, like a 5-year-old, roughly?
They say a child.
Okay, so they go child, teen, college student, grad student, all the way up to expert. And so you can kind of tap out wherever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may be helpful to take it in different stages, getting up to the level of understanding that you eventually get to if you make it to expert level.
Yeah, what's brilliant about this is that there's so many levels of abstraction, and you can kind of interpret it your own way in how they're explaining it. Mm. You know, these subjects are immensely complex, and yet they're able to distill it to even like a child, in a sense.
Yeah, through using metaphor, or they find interesting ways to discuss it. So did you just want to discuss this show, or did you find this episode particularly interesting?
It's mainly the show.
Oh,
I want
okay.
people to like just check it out, cuz I mean this one is longer than the other ones, right?
Yeah, I
mean,
this one's
26 minutes.
Yeah, I believe so.
But they do have a real in-depth discussion with the expert, obviously, just to have a longer dialogue.
So this is the expert here at the end and you're at the 20-minute mark, so it's like
computer scientist.
So it's like going to be like 6 minutes here. So I see what you're saying. It's a more comprehensive discussion over there.
Uh-huh.
Very cool. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. Machine learning in 5 levels. Thank you very much, Wired, for putting that out there. Cool way to learn something,
mm-hmm.
no matter what level you may find yourself.